7.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Someone I know who I respect does such a thing.
You said he lied to the public. If he would have, you know, told the truth and said, you know what, I did this and admitted to his faults, then maybe he could have gotten reelected, but it shows that we can't trust him.
I don't think he should resign.
They're making too big a thing of it. I mean, it's a sad thing that people in his position make mistakes like that. But don't make it bigger than it is.
Well, there are a number of people with reactions to Anthony Weiner's circumstances. They are all his constituents in certain parts of New York City. A lot of people debating whether or not he ought to resign. What do you think? 800-510-8255 is the Talk Radio Countdown call-in line. Live and ready. The poll today at DougSteffen.com. And I'm sure that people will be commenting on this Facebook progress as well. Should he resign? A, yes, he's a disgrace. B, maybe, but that's something his constituents ought to decide. Or C, no, he didn't break any laws. Well, there's that, and there are some other things you can check out about this at 800-510-8255. Your comments after you read what's at DougSteffen.com. One of the things that has people so riled up over this is the way he lied about it. Weiner is a liar. He didn't just lie. He acted indignant like he always does and angry like he always does, berating reporters. There's something just not quite right about this guy. I think that's really what has there's something that's not ever been adjusted right. And he's so arrogant and he's so preachy and he's so holier than thou. That's why people want it. I guess it's just human nature to react to a guy who is as strident as he has become. The fact that that reporters suggested that he could be involved in something like this was something that he went crazy about. So maybe it's just he's not well adjusted. As an example, here's part of an interview that Weiner did just last week with ABC's Jonathan Carl.
I have to say, as a person who's married, as a person who has a family, for you to imply that because you found a couple of people on Twitter who are young, when Twitter is overwhelmingly a place where young people do social media, that somehow make an implication out of that, I think
not
it's
making
wrong.
An implication. I'm asking a question that a lot of people have asked.
I'm afraid that that's an easy thing to say. I'm asking something that a lot of people have said.
Yes.
It is your responsibility, and I want you to take it seriously, that when you ask a question like that, it is charged with implication and simply not fair. It's not fair to me. It's not fair to my family. It's not fair to that poor girl who has now been besieged because of the implication. This is the problem here.
Okay, so
I would urge you, my friend, to refocus on what you think the actual issue is. This is a Twitter hoax, a prank that was done. I'm the victim of it. This poor girl is the victim of it. And to somehow draw a larger line here to people that have done nothing wrong, these people that I follow or follow me have done nothing wrong, and the implication should not be left that they have.
Okay, and you'll let us know if you're going to go forward with it with a actual recommending an investigation or asking for an investigation. Because what you just sounded like, this is more serious. A young woman's life has been turned upside down
by
as a result of this. So
by whom?
By whoever was behind this thing. Whether
Agreed. Both of us have had a little turning upside down happening. But think about by whom. And I think the person with their forearm right now is partially responsible.
So this is the press's fault that this has happened?
No, here's what I would say. I think that there are some perfectly reasonable questions to ask about a hoax. Who did it?
Are you going to investigate it?
That's
number one.
And I believe that I
get to the bottom of it.
I believe that I answer the question. But this is a fairly important issue. Let's face it. Whether someone posted a picture on Weiner's Twitter page is a fairly important issue. I think it's very important. I think it's one you really need to get the bottom of. It's much more important than a lot of the other issues we're working on. It's definitely a 4 or 5 day story. Don't you agree?
What a jerk. My God. Do you believe it? It's almost worth playing again. Actually, let's listen to that. Michael, let's play that. Yes, take it from the top, and then I'll tell you when I think we ought to start. Let me just go back to this. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Congressman Anthony Weiner, who has admitted to all of the things he was accused of in this interview But when he did the interview, he took not only the interviewer apart, but those who would suggest that he was anything other than holier than thou. Listen, listen, listen to this guy.
I have to say, as a person who's married, as a person who has a family, for you to imply that because you found a couple of people on Twitter who are young, when Twitter is overwhelmingly a place where young people do social media, that somehow make an implication of that? I think
not making
wrong.
An implication. I'm asking a question that a lot of people have asked.
I'm afraid that that's an easy thing to say. I'm asking something that a lot of people have said.
Yes.
It is your responsibility, and I want you to take
listen
it seriously.
Listen to him preach.
When you ask a question
listen.
Like that, it is charged with implication and simply not fair. It's not fair to me.
Not fair.
It's not fair to my family. It's not fair to that poor girl who's now been deceived because of the implication. This is the problem here.
Okay, so you'll
and I would urge you, my friend.
Oh, my God.
To refocus on what you think the actual issue is. This is a Twitter hoax, a prank that was done. I'm the victim of it. This poor girl is the victim.
He's the victim. All right, that's enough. He's the victim. Whew. And he hasn't got enough good sense. He's going to, his poor wife, he's so full of himself. So up to the top, over the top, full of himself. And that's what makes him such an easy target. But now it's about his wife more than it is about him. If she thinks it's okay, and she apparently does, then it's all right. But to use that terminology, I mean, the guy really needs some psychological help. Maybe that's the bottom line here. He needs help. 800-510-8255. In a moment, we listen to a couple of liberal talk show hosts talk about this circumstance.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-832-1177. That's 1-800-832-1177. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. Call 1-800-832-1177.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on our entire stock of new Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for these great deals at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends June 19th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. What we do is monitor a number of really good talk radio programs, news talk, issue-oriented talk radio programs, and come up with a summary of what most are talking about. In the interview with Wiener, you just heard the situation with this congressman who really hasn't got his head screwed on, right, is the focus from MSNBC. Now, Ed Schultz talked to Bill Press and Mike Papatonino, and also roll calls Shira Toplitz about whether they think the congressman ought to resign.
Should he resign?
Look, first of all, I got to tell you, man, this really, really pisses me off. First of all, as a Democrat, I think we're better than they are, a lot better than they are. Mike mentioned David Vitter and John Ensign and everything. When a Democrat does this, it makes us all look bad, and it really makes me very, very angry. And also, as a progressive, I think Anthony Weiner was one of my heroes. He's one of the best fighters we had out there on the cable shows and on the floor of the House. And for him to let us down like this is, it's ugly. It really is ugly. But at the same time, Ed, you know what? Look, Bill Clinton didn't resign. He did worse. He broke the law. I'm glad he didn't resign. I'd rather have somebody who's going to fight for the things we believe in and has a zipper problem than somebody who's going to be in the pockets of the oil companies and the insurance companies and doesn't have a zipper problem.
Shira Toplitz, what do you think? Should he resign?
You know, I'm going to say not yet as well, Ed. I think politicians have committed far greater sins in office, and they've stuck it out at least through the end of the term. I think it was notable that Representative Wiener didn't say whether or not he'd run for another term at the press conference. I think voters will get a chance to decide in about 16 months whether or not he deserves it.
All right. It's 3-1 here. I think I honestly believe this. This isn't the end of his political career. This is a bump in the road that I think he's got to deal with to get his credibility back with the people. And Bill, you know, no question about it, that this is going to be a story that is going to haunt the Democrats for some time. Get it off the front page. Get it out of the way and move on and come back a different politician later on. Somebody that's going to tell the truth. What's wrong with that?
Ed, his resigning is not going to get rid of the story. But, you know, you touched on something there. His goal is to be the next mayor, was to be the next mayor of New York. He ran before. He almost made it. He stepped down. He was waiting for his time. That's what he was going to next. That is destroyed now. His goose is cooked, Ed. For somebody as ambitious as Anthony Weiner is, he has the punishment that he deserves.
Shira, he lied for a week. He did a media tour. What about that? How damaging is that going to be?
Well, I know a lot of reporters are going to think twice now when they hear answers from Congressman Wiener, who, by the way, was known for being very honest and frank with us on Capitol Hill. He's always been just very honest and frank, like I said. So it's surprising to see him flat out lie and then come out and totally admit it. We saw a totally different side of Anthony Wiener than we've ever seen before.
So, Mike Papantonio, where are all the Democrats tonight? We tried to book a few of them on this program. They're not going to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Well,
I mean, they're going to let you talk about saying throwing him under the bus. Where are his colleagues? They're not going to bat for him.
Well, it's typical of the Democrats. Let me just tell you something. You could have gotten Congressman Wiener to show up for another Democrat, but it doesn't surprise me that the Democrats, they typically show this kind of lack of courage. They cave in. They're afraid of every damn thing. And so they won't come out and say, listen, let's talk about what a lie is. A lie is when you look at a camera and you tell the U.S. public that there's weapons of mass destruction and it ends up in the death of Americans. That's a lie. This is a bump in the road. And if Democrats would do what they're supposed to do and show some courage, like this congressman does, they would be out here for him. Unfortunately, it's a problem the Democrats have. Wiener would be out here for them. I can promise you that.
All right. So there are people from all of his side of the road and their focus on whether he ought to resign. Didn't sound like there was any support for that there. And maybe there isn't. Maybe he deserves it. It's hard to know because it's just the strain here. Bill Press said it's easy for the Republicans to do it, hard for our guy to do it. This shows you what the corruption of having too much power and hubris is like. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Too much of this or not? What do you think? 800-510-8255. We're looking for your input. We have some caller, actually three or four different callers embedded in conversations from various radio programs as we summarize the circumstance that Anthony Weiner finds himself in. Here is Taco's Charlie Brennan with Dr. Aaron Shannon McGowan about his narcissism, Weiner's narcissism.
Let's briefly hold our nose and continue to talk about Anthony Weiner, the New York congressman who was sending inappropriate photos of himself through Twitter or Facebook or some modern social media technique to six women who were not his spouse. His spouse found out about it on Monday. She, since 1996, has been a top aide to Hillary Clinton, so it was another one of these power marriages, and now she's really shocked that her husband was so narcissistic. But is that how you'd describe it? Dr. Aaron Shannon McGowan, psychologist in private practice, St. Louis County, is on the line with us right now. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Charlie, just let me read the first sentence that describes narcissistic personality disorder in a clinical way, and then you can tell me what you think.
All right.
The essential feature of narcissistic personality disorder is a pervasive pattern of grandiosity, need for admiration, and lack of empathy that begins by early adulthood and is present in a variety of contexts. Dr. Brennan?
Sounds pretty close to me.
I would agree.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of these people with narcissism end up being public office holders?
A narcissistic personality disorder is a wonderful thing to have if you're going to go into public office, because you almost need to have a pathological desire to please and to modify your morals and ethics in order to get your achieved goals met. And these individuals that truly have the disorder don't have a set of morals and standards. Their morals and standards vary upon what goal they are focused on. So these are people that can look right in your face and lie very well because it doesn't mean anything to them
Do they just generally believe that they are the center of the world?
Yeah, they do, in a very pathological way. And it's shocking to them when they look around, which is rare, and realize that maybe they're not the center of the universe, and it's crushing, and they can become very ill after that. So if you try to think from that distorted framework, these people don't think they're going to get caught, and they do outrageous things that the rest of us would say, why would he do something so stupid?
Well,
because he thinks he's bulletproof.
Well, yeah, it's a two-edged sword, because on the one hand, if you're truly narcissistic like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Schwarzenegger or Anthony Weiner, that's a positive, because then you can go in front of the camera or on stage and speak thinking that what you have to say is important and people should be listening to you, and that makes you successful as an actor, a politician, or in Arnold's case, both.
That's
but
right.
It also means that when you do things, you forget that your actions affect other people, like your spouse in Weiner's case or your spouse and children in Arnold's case.
They don't forget. They never had it. So they don't care. And he wouldn't care if he wouldn't have gotten caught. So you can't think of it from a rational point of view, because this is not a rational mind.
Charlie Brennan with Dr. Aaron Shannon McGowan on narcissism. Here's Jay Leno on the whole thing.
And I love the way the media reports the story. They said this whole thing started when a lewd photo of a man's crotch was sent to one of Congressman Weiner's Twitter followers. Did he even have to say lewd? I mean, are there tasteful photos of men's crotches out there? Oh, this is, you know, this one I got today is so much better than the one I got.
Tasteful photos of a guy's crotch. There you go. 800-510-8255. Time for you to register your feelings on the Weiner thing at 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And the big deal today, and perhaps this week, is the so-called Wienergate scandal, if that's what it is. It's kind of scandalous that this guy is as he is without realizing how he is, if you know what I mean. We are calling your attention to the poll at DougStephan.com. Should he resign? And then your calls at 800-510-8255. Here's Greg Jarrett with NBC's Chuck Todd. More reaction, this time from Washington itself.
Yeah, this Anthony Weiner story, we heard anecdotally this morning that local universities have drinking games about how many times they hear his name on the air, they'll take a sip. And I'm just wondering, did they find it funny on Capitol Hill?
You find it funny? I don't know if any of these stories are funny anymore. I mean, you know, you've all these double entendres and all that stuff, but I think it's more of a, I get the sense Capitol Hill's exhausted. You sort of say to yourself, you can't, every 6 months it seems another one of these guys gets caught up in something, and you're like, are they really that stupid? You know, and I think that's the sense I've gotten on this Wiener. So you're just like, did you learn nothing from Chris Lee? Did you learn nothing from Eric Masser? Did you learn, you know, you sit there, what are you thinking? And you're like, is every, you know, I've had this theory that people that run for office are just a little bit different than the rest of us. That's why most people don't run for office. And maybe whatever that DNA, whatever makes the DNA different for those that want to run for office also makes them do stupid things, apparently.
Yeah, I look a little deeper than that, Chuck. I say not only are they that stupid, but we're the ones who elected them. Are we that stupid?
Well, you know, the only thing we collectively vet people for these days, and I say collectively as in the public, is we make presidential candidates go through enough trials that I feel like by the time they get to the White House, we've tested them in a number of ways. And we do eventually weed out, maybe don't weed them out for the things we eventually find out about them, about John Edwards, but we do weed them out. We don't do that for House of Senate. And so there's just no, we don't put them through. We're more susceptible to being sold a used car, a lemon of a used car, for a House and a Senate than we are in president.
So maybe the same thing needs to, you hear a lot of times the wondering out loud that we don't understand how anybody would run for the presidency. Why would anybody subject themselves to this? Well, because they're narcissists, or they see at the end of the road Bill Clinton become a very wealthy man. George Bush, the father, was wealthy before, now much more wealthy. George Bush the kid, opportunities that present themselves. It's all about power, control, and money, and not service. That's it. Jimmy Carter may have been the exception to that, and he was a terrible president. So maybe you need to have some. Richard Nixon was an unbelievable narcissist and really not a very pleasant guy, but other than Watergate, he actually did a pretty good job as president. So how is it? Is that what the job requires? Look at some of these people that are leaders of other countries around the world. Tell me and look up the information about them and tell yourself they aren't narcissists. They aren't normal people. Normal, whatever the definition of normal is. Barack Obama is not normal. These people are just not normal. People who run for political office, for the most part, not all of them, but for the most part, they are not normal. And so what does that tell you? Why do we put these people there? And how is it that we want people who are not normal? We hear this all the time. We just want a regular guy to run for this, that, or the other thing. Regular guys don't want to do that. Regular guys want to stay home and watch the Bruins beat the Canucks or whatever it is. Is that, how do you define regular guy? Anthony Weiner, he's not a regular guy. He's a horny guy. Maybe that makes him regular. Other than that, is he regular? No, he's not regular at all. So anyway, I guess all about definition. Here is radio host Mike Rosen now talking to one of his callers, and the focus is on resignation, yes or no?
Let's go to Kurt in Denver. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, my opinion on this situation with the congressman is, I mean, as long as it's not affecting his personal choices on our government system, whether or not he does such and such in the bedroom or if he has a personal private life with somebody else, that's kind of his situation, in my opinion. I don't feel like we should be asking to resign as long as he's still able to make, an ethical conclusion when it comes down to making these choices for our government.
Well, that's an evaluation that each individual will make, and his constituents will determine if he runs for re-election whether he'll be elected. It does say a lot about his ethics and his integrity, and some people, in addition to how somebody votes on the issues, some people are concerned, many people are, about the kind of man that represents them.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel if he's in a marriage that he shouldn't be doing it, but whether or not that should make up people's minds whether or not he's a good party or a good candidate to vote for, I mean, I just have a hard time agreeing with the fact that we can judge off of what somebody's personal life is.
Oh, I think you can.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can make your judgments on it, but the fact that people are wanting them to resign, they're wanting to bring in investigations on it all, I think it's kind of a waste of time and money. Whether or not it's getting reported, this happens all throughout the government system. It's just this one is
other people who have done this kind of thing have resigned, some under intense pressure, some under less pressure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not backing him on it, saying that what he did was okay. It's just I don't feel like we should be making as big a deal out of it as we are right now.
Okay.
But you have, in this circumstance, the news media or whatever kind of it is news, it's the sensationalism media. They've all blended together. Now it's all the same thing. And all they want to do is pick away. I don't feel sorry for this guy. I think that he's a jerk. But I think the constituents are the ones who ought to decide what happens to him. If I were living in his district, I'd be calling for his head. But the rest of the people around the country that are focused on this mostly are saying what they're saying one way or the other because of their political leanings. Here's host Steve Scott with Dr. Lee Merengoff. She's from Marist College. They did a poll about the possibility that Weiner could continue to have a political career.
Lee, I think one of the questions a lot of people are asking today is, politically, can Anthony Weiner survive this? Can he ride out the storm?
Well, I mean, I think it has to do with what the next few days of potential revelations are all about. I mean, the problem right now, look, he's supposedly laid all the cards on the table. Issues of ethics are being raised. Potential legal issues are being raised. Those could undo any kind of positive feelings he may have engendered yesterday, and even those are questions. You know, I guess to borrow a phrase from Anthony Weiner, you can't tell with certitude what his political future is going to hold right now.
You've been following the political game for a long time. Do voters have short memories?
Well, you know, he does face the electorate in 2012, and that will be his big test, assuming he gets that far and gets past the question of resignation in the short term. Question is, does he succeed in getting reelected when he faces the voters for his congressional seat in 2012? And, of course, there is the redistricting. Not that the lines are going to be redrawn around his problems, but, you know, he won moderately well last time. I assume he would be the target of a major fundraising campaign this time by the Republicans. If they can field a strong candidate, then who knows what the voters will speak to on this question. You know, we have done some poll question numbers last night in conjunction with New York One, and one of the interesting questions had to do with just, you know, do people think he's legitimately sorry, or is he really just sorry because he got caught? And right now people are saying, you know, he got caught, and that's why he's sorry. So they're not really buying it from a credibility standpoint. Anthony Weiner has a lot of troubles right now with the obviously his personal problems in his personal life, but also with voters.
You mentioned this poll that you're working on, and a little too early to get into specifics just yet. Did you ask any questions about, you know, did you lose respect for the guy, or do you like the guy, or can the guy still govern?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, he has been an effective congressman. The issue is he doesn't seem to have a friend in the room right now. Not to compare him to Elliot Spitzer, but comparing him to Elliot Spitzer, when Spitzer has problems, there didn't seem to be a friend in the room. And no one is coming forth right now and saying, you know, we will welcome him back to Congress where he can do the effective job he's been doing. Instead, the head of his own party in Congress is calling for the ethics investigation.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see here. One more piece of the pie, and then I think we'll turn our attention to some of the Republican presidential candidates. This is host John McGinnis talking about the role of social media in this particular scandal.
Where I think there's some value from this is this whole business of social media, I think, is worthy of some discussion. And many people from my generation have been urging people from younger generations to be mindful of the fact that this can get you in trouble. I have told college classes of young men and women who are preparing themselves to go into the workforce, you might want to think about the things you do on spring break and what kind of photographs and videos you allowed to be taken and what kind of statements you make and what kind of things even that you may very innocuously post on various social media sites, because once it's out there, you can never retract it completely. You can't be assured that it can be retracted. This bell that has been rung by Congressman Weiner can never be unrung. It is in play. It's out there. And it is in the hands of anybody who has access to it in the entire universe. That's pretty awesome. Pretty ominous thing to think about. And I think as we go about our lives, recognize the fact that social media is here. I'm not saying it's either good or bad. There are some very, very, very positive things that come from it. Access to information in real time. The ability to share thoughts and ideas in a non-disruptive fashion when you, all day today I'm in meetings, I'm getting messages from people. That's a tremendous value to have, to be able to share ideas and thoughts without having to excuse yourself and take a phone call or visit face-to-face. But I think it's also fraught with a lot of problems, a lot of challenges, not the least of which is once you hit the send button, it's out there. And your belief as to the appropriateness of sharing that image or that message may change, and there's nothing you can do about it.
All right, so there it is, the overview of this situation, the current hay of the day, if you will. Should Weiner resign from Congress? Please answer that poll question if you have a moment at DougStephan.com. Republican presidential candidates up next on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, moving along now on the Talk Radio Countdown show to an overview of the presidential candidates. Here's Talk host Jan Michelson with Rick Santorum about what sets him apart from everybody else in the GOP.
Most of the listeners will already be familiar with your social bona fides. They know that you're pro-life. They know that you're in favor of a traditional family.
And that I've led on those things. Yeah. I mean, I certainly distinguish myself not because I necessarily have those positions.
Right.
I think most of the people, not all, but most of the people in this race have those positions. But none of them have led like I have. Certainly nationally, no one has led like I have. No one is. Someone resent me an article that was printed back in 2005. I was on the cover of Time magazine with 24 other people. It wasn't just me. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to say no big portrait. But as one of the top 25 most influential evangelicals in America.
Right.
And of the top 25 most influential evangelicals, I was the only political figure on that list. Almost all of them were pastors. And the reason I was put on that list, even though I'm a Catholic, is because every evangelical leader that Time magazine talked to said, here's the guy that is the go-to guy. Here's the guy that has the courage of his convictions, who stands up for the principles that we believe in, and is not afraid to take on those tough challenges that of course, you get beat up on when you do. And the article that was in there called me the point man. And I was very proud of the fact that I was the point man.
And you were treated
like the point man. But you know what? As I would say,
former senator.
Yeah. No. I said, you know, there was a forum this past weekend called the Faith and Freedom Forum, where all the presidential candidates came in to give their speeches. I made the point that I was the only one there the previous year. And I'll be the only one there next year, no matter what happens. While everyone stood up and took the pledge to they took the pledge to support these issues. I said I took the bullet to support these issues, and I think that makes me a little different than everybody in the field.
All right, add to narcissists, evangelical preachers too, will you? 51 past the hour on the countdown.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. We're now on to Republican presidential candidates and summaries of conversations that men and women have been having on the radio and on television about the list, whether it's Rick Santorum, whether it's Sarah Palin, whether it's Ron Paul, or in this circumstance, from MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talked to Michael Steele and John Heilman about an article this week in the Washington Post suggesting that, in fact, John Huntsman may be the Republican candidate to keep your eye on.
What do you think about Huntsman?
I like Huntsman. I think he brings some excitement to the table because he doesn't fit in that traditional mold that we've established over the last two or three cycles, you know, on the social issue and, right, and a bunch of other areas. I think he kind of breaks that mold. He comes in. He's got a connection to the administration, which I think in the long run will not hurt him. He understands, I think, from the inside, the thinking of a lot of the folks in the administration. That can serve him well in a competitive race against the president. And I think a lot of the base activists out there are going to look at him a lot less critically on some of those issues that people like to throw up with gay rights, abortion, and the like, because at the end of the day, it boils down to who's going to articulate jobs.
Yeah. And John Heilman, your partner in crime, Mark Halperin, saw him up in New Hampshire, said he and his wife together were better than any couple, political couple he's ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect to Michael Gerson, that's an interesting op-ed for a couple of reasons. One is that because Michael Gerson is seen as kind of a neoconservative and very not an evangelical spokesperson, but is in that wing of the party, to hear him giving an endorsement to Huntsman this way is kind of interesting at the meta level, that this is not a guy who's seen as a moderate pragmatist kind of conservative. He's right. Like, was it Bushy, right? Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. But the fact that he's, you know, will he be able to overcome his anonymity? Well, of course he'll be able to overcome his anonymity when the race gets joined and he starts advertising in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. His anonymity will start to recede as soon as he wins right. one of those contests. If he does, his anonymity will be gone, and he'll be nationally famous, and that won't be an issue anymore. I think the thing about Huntsman is that he is in a lot of ways showing already that all the big concern people have about him are two. One is he worked for the Obama administration. As again, I think, as Michael says, I believe that won't be a huge problem for him. The other is that he's got a few places where he's been an apostate on conservative issues, whether it's on climate change, because he was for cap and trade at one point, and he's for civil unions. What he did last week, after a week after Mark had seen him in New Hampshire, was he went to Washington to this Faith and Freedom Coalition thing that Ralph Reed organized on Friday, and gave a very strong social, cultural, conservative speech that was a huge hit. Strong pro-life speech, went over extraordinarily well in a crowd of very, very serious Christian right activists.
Wow.
And he walked out of that room having done himself a huge amount of good on that metric.
And this may be how Huntsman shocks the political world. I was wide open. It is wide open. And if he can go to Iowa, and I don't know, if you say he's doing well at Ralph Reed's conference, if he can somehow do well in Iowa, where Mitt Romney's not going to play this year.
Well, he's already announced that he's not going to compete in Iowa at all.
Huntsman is not?
He's not going to play there.
If he can win Iowa. No, I'm saying they need to rethink their strategy. I was wide open. And if he's getting that sort of reaction there, I understand civil unions would be a huge problem for him. But if he ekes out a win there, he has just trumped Mitt Romney coming to New Hampshire, and the Huntsman Express is on its way.
And Mitt Romney is a miserable excuse of a has-been. He hasn't got anything going for him. Here's host Bob Connors to finish it off, talking to Fox News Rich Johnson about Rick Santorum.
He is quoted as saying, "We're facing a time when we have a group of people led by President Obama who believes that America's greatness lies in its government, not its people." He says they want to hook you. They don't want to free you.
He went after not just the president, but sort of the whole Democratic stereotypical mindset many times during his 25-minute or so speech there on the steps of the Somerset County courthouse. And certainly did not back away. In fact, embraced his own reputation as a social conservative. He talked about losing our currency and our culture and our moral currency.
So when does he go to Iowa?
Right now. He went there last night, and he's making the rounds today with several media interviews and appearances, and also some New Hampshire before the end of this week. Certainly will spend a bit of time in New Hampshire, but I think he's going to spend a lot more time in Iowa and South Carolina, two states with sizable constituencies that will like his message perhaps more than other places.
All right, so the Talk Radio Express now leaves the station, back again tomorrow, as they say, same time, same station. Talk Radio Countdown Show, produced by Stefan Multimedia.